For those who have never seen it up close, the Talkeetna Alaskan Lodge is very big, especially when compared to most buildings in the Upper Valley. Even the fireplace is big, 46 feet tall, in fact.
We get more guests that ask us about the fireplace than they do about the mountain.
That's Matt Harrod, who manages the rooms at the Talkeetna Alaskan Lodge and is serving as my guide. The fireplace is rather impressive, and it's the first thing that the more than 30,000 annual guests see as they enter the lodge. Beyond that, there are large windows that, on clear days like today, provide a great view of the Alaska Range in Denali. In front of the windows, there's a large photograph that identifies various peaks. I was curious if Matt and his staff encountered the same sort of questions I did when I worked in the tourism industry. So do you get a lot of which one's McKinley and which one's Denali? I've heard that one.
Oh, yeah, all the time. We get it all the time. And, you know, we have a joke at our front desk. We have a button back there, and it's called the cloud removal button. Mm.
Next, Matt takes me to something that many locals probably don't see often, an actual guest room at the lodge.
All right, so our room package in the main lodge hasn't changed that much over the past 2 years.
Matt Harrod is the rooms manager, so he gives me a great description of upgrades to the amenities, modernization of bedding and decor, and a lot of the practicalities of a room stay at the lodge, and he does a thorough job of it. What strikes me, however, is the view, where Denali practically fills the north-facing window. How many rooms do you have with this kind of view? This is a great view at this window.
So on our view side, we have approximately, I think, 75 view rooms in our main lodge.
Guests do pay a premium for that view, however. A quick check of the lodge website says that a night in a double room on the mountain side will run you $415, clear view or no. All in all, it is a nice room, even without the view. Matt says the lodge is on pace to fill more of those rooms than last year, and while it's rare that all 212 rooms are filled, the staff could see a lot more busy days this summer. In addition to the overnight guests, the lodge is trying to attract Upper Valley residents to its two restaurants. Beyond that, however, there's a larger challenge of having a big lodge in a small town. How does that lodge, which is owned by an even larger company, integrate itself? Matt Harrod says that one thing that is currently being done is trying to get locals onto the payroll.
We've really gone out and reached out to a lot of people in town and made sure that they know that, you know, we are looking to hire locally. And it's a big deal for us because we want to be able to relieve some of the pressure on our employee housing, but also support the community here as well.
Right now, Matt Harrod estimates that about 50 of the 180 employees at the Talkeetna Alaskan Lodge live locally. Beyond local hires, Matt says the lodge gives to a number of youth programs, including local school sports. Another new tactic to integrate more with the community is sourcing local foods for the restaurants.
A few things that we are doing this year is that we have worked with four local farmers, and we are sourcing produce from those guys when it's available. And we are also working with the birch syrup folks, and we're also doing some rhubarb syrup, also from a local client here in town.
While those contracts may not be all that large, there are others. The lodge is planning a joint event with Denali Brewing Company later this month, and Matt Harrod says that the lodge's bread will now be baked locally at Mountain High Pizza Pie. I spoke with Mountain High owner Todd Bassalone about what that means for his business.
It's going to be a lot of bread, obviously. There's a lot of people that come and go from that place up there. And we'll be baking here every morning. You know, we're going to be baking a lot of bread.
To say it's a lot of bread may be a bit of an understatement. With nearly 10 varieties of bread and rolls, Todd says baking for the lodge will likely mean more staff.
We'll be bringing in other people to do work as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Back at the Talkeetna Alaskan Lodge, Matt Harrod is outlining one more piece of the lodge's business strategy that's also been pushed for by the Talkeetna Chamber of Commerce.
Our average guest is only a one-night stay, and so we have been trying to, you know, do some things to entice people to stay for two nights, which, you know, obviously gives them a better chance at the mountain.
Matt says it also gives them more chances to fly, take a river tour, fish, or visit downtown. Throughout the tour with Matt Harrod, I saw multiple groups of employees undergoing various training and orientation sessions. With a busy season ahead of them, most looked happy to be part of Talkeetna's community, even if just for a few months. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.